This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Back in March, we told you about the fear and uncertainty that exists among undocumented immigrants who work on dairy farms in Wisconsin since President Donald Trump was elected. Back then, one family was making plans to go back to Mexico. Reporter Alexandra Hall joined them for their last days in Wisconsin. She brings us their story.
In the driveway of a two-story house on a dairy farm in western Wisconsin, five men use a hammer and nails, a drill, plywood and rope to build what can only be described as a makeshift corral in the bed of a pickup truck. Every so often, Luisa Topole carries a suitcase or a packaged appliance out of the house and hands it to her husband, Miguel Hernandez. Miguel, who's worked on this farm for 16 years, then decides quickly what can fit in the truck and what his family can live without when they begin their new life in Mexico. Tomorrow, Hernandez and the other men here, they also work on dairy farms nearby, will drive to the border and cross into Mexico. A few days later, Topole will fly there with the couple's children, Thomas and Liam. In previous reporting, we changed their names to protect them because they're undocumented. They have since chosen to be identified. Some of the workers here say it's better to leave voluntarily than get deported. Luis Mendez has been working on this farm for 3 years. He says this way we can go with our things. For example, I have my truck. If you get deported, you take the clothes on your back and that's it. It's better to go willingly now before anything bad happens. When Miguel told his bosses he was leaving, he says they offered him more money and his own house, but he turned it down. He says his parents see news reports about raids in the U.S., and they're worried about President Trump's immigration policies. A lot of people, he says, are trying to go back.
Because he promised he's going to deport all the people who wasn't legal in the country and stuff. Like, our bosses always told us, don't worry because he's not going to do anything. But in some states, it's happening.
Whether or not they have real reason to be concerned is unclear. Arrests by Immigration and Customs Enforcement of undocumented immigrants in the first 100 days of the Trump presidency were higher than this time last year. But Miguel says he doesn't have time to wait around and find out if that trend will continue. Thomas and Liam, who are playing a computer game, were both born in the U.S. Miguel worries if they stay here, they'll make friends and get used to life in the United States.
Oh, bad guys.
My kids, they are not even in the kindergarten yet, so I don't think it's going to be too hard for them. But if I let them start going to the elementary school or get older, I think it's going to be harder for them.
Farm owner Doug Konepke says farmers depend on workers from Mexico to keep cows milked 24 hours a day all year long. He wants the government to come up with a guest worker visa program for the dairy industry.
I don't know where the industry would be right now without them, you know. We're relying on it. And what it does for Wisconsin and our economy and that, I don't know. I don't know where it'll be. They better do something, though. They better do something. Because they're leaving. You see it right here. They're packing up.
The next morning at about 6:30 a.m., Miguel, Luis, and the others get into their trucks. Miguel shuts his door, pulls out of the driveway, and heads south, leaving America's Dairyland in the rearview mirror. Alexandra Hall, Wisconsin Public Radio.
That story was produced in collaboration with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism.